God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God has commissioned his servant, Reverend Toluwalugo Agboola, with the mandate of true worship, teaching the church the patterns of true worship. Be blessed as you listen.
Jesus, God's own Son, you're the precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. So we say thank you. One more time. Thank you, oh my Father. Thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son and for leaving your Holy Spirit in the work of earth, and for leaving your Spirit, your work. Leaving your Holy Spirit, you have left your Holy Spirit to your work on earth. Father, tonight we receive your words with thanksgiving. There is an intention that you have in your heart, and we plead that in a language that we can understand, you will speak to us. There are garments to embody. There are places to come into. There are stands that we must take for you. And we ask, Lord, that tonight there will be promptings, there will be nudgings, there will be summons, but beyond all of this, there will be empowerment. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Please be seated. We're still trying to round up our subject. And how many of you like this, our background? Awesome. So, for the leadership team that made it happen, the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. While we wait on the ark, in the ark we'll have a screen. Definitely. Definitely. In the ark we'll have a screen. Because in the ark we'll have the best of everything that we should have. And the best of ministry too. I think I needed to say a big amen. Amen. You know, it's sad because sometimes when people come into the best of everything, the best of ministry goes out of the window. I had quite a long discussion with my spiritual father, the Apostle Aromed, this afternoon. He wanted to know how far, had a few instructions here and there, and definitely had the blessing. He's still excited about what we're doing, and that's awesome for me. I pray that that day will not come when he says, Tolu, I'm worried. Yeah. He will be ministering at the covenant, I think the covenant place, or nation. Yeah, but the venue is called Covenant Place. Yeah, from tomorrow evening. So like some of us always do, let's connect to the meeting. It's a ministers and leaders meeting. I'm sure you're going to be blessed. I'm sure you're going to be blessed. Amen. All right, so we want to round up this series because by the 1st of September, we'll be going into a new sermon series. And I'm going to be speaking on the subject for the whole month, Christ in you. Christ in you. The believer needs to come into the consciousness of the investments of God that were occasioned by redemption. Your human spirit came into the fellowship of the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God, by saying the Spirit of God, I do not mean that the Holy Ghost as an end, but as a means to many other things. The Holy Ghost is designed to be the transport face for redemption. He is the one who conveys all that God is willing to give when we come into the economy of God. And so, we really want to, he functions in us, not just as the Holy Ghost. It has an operational name that is called the Spirit of the Christ. It means among his many assignments, he's given to us so that the things of the Christ can be deposited in us as investments. So if you go into, let me have the scripture of, if you go into John chapter 16 and you begin to read from verse 14. Thank you for this slide. 16:14. The Bible says, of the ministry of the Holy Ghost, he shall glorify me. The word there is advertise. It means it becomes impossible in the economy of God that you know the things of the Christ directly. A spirit has been given to us as the Spirit of truth. He is the Spirit of Christ. He is also the Spirit of glorification. And what he does as the Spirit of glorification is to advertise to us the person, the possibilities, and the possessions of the Christ. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine. He is licensed to function in sales terms as a middleman. Are you with me? So it's like you have people who plant. You know, Mawa, for example, made an attempt after his last harvest. Where's Mawa? You made an attempt to go to Lagos yourself to sell your farm produce. It was an attempt to circumvent the middleman. The farmer gets more profit that way. Are you with me? But in the distributions of God, the Holy Spirit is a chartered middleman. He was given that assignment by God to receive of the things of the Christ and deliver them to the man. So awesome that you have learned of the Christ, you must also master the person and the dynamics of the operation of this middleman. If not, the things of God will be released from the throne of the Christ, but you will not know how to use the throne of grace to receive the things from the Holy Spirit. So in Hebrews 4:16, you find out that there are a few protocols to receiving from the Holy Spirit. One of them is that you must come with boldness. And I said to you that the word boldness and arrogance don't mean the same thing. The word boldness there is confident assurance. Amen. When we come, what we need is help, but we don't first get help because it is help unmerited. So the first thing we get is mercy. And then mercy becomes a platform upon which we can find grace to meet our needs. So we want to look at all those protocols of relating with the Holy Ghost, who is the face of the Christ. But generally, it is Christ in you. Christ in you. So we're going to be studying the hope of the glory. We're going to be doing a refresher set of sermons on the person of the Christ. Christ the man, Christ the body, Christ the office, and then Christ the habitat. Those are the four basic expressions of the Christ. He began his journey as a man. From the cross, he became the body, because he said to them, I'm going to prepare a place for you. It was a place within himself. We will study Christ the office, which was what Peter referred to when Jesus was saying, who do men say that I am? We also understand that he was, when he ascended, he was coronated Lord and Christ. We need to go back as far as Psalms chapter 110, because that was the coronation of the Christ, to study what happened. How does that office operate? What are the courtesies by which we can maximize that office? We are also going to study on the subject, the Lord within. Because the average believer thinks that Christ is just an essence. Or others feel that it's the surname of Jesus. We want to study his shape of expression. He's the Lord within. And until he is approached as Lord, you cannot maximize his essence. The protocol is submission. The protocol is not choice making, it's will reception. So we want to study the Lord within, and then we close the month with the hope of glory. So I'm almost done for the whole month, so just stay praying. It's also a busy ministry month. I mean very busy. To be at home, I've had to pack some, at least I have 2 weekends in this new month that I have 3 conferences same weekend. So I'll do Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, then go back and do Saturday night, you know, just so that I can be at home, because I need to labor well. There is a shape with which you are supposed to enter the ark, and we must enter it, lest God comes down and the priests can no longer go in. Are you with me? Alright. So you will need to, as you listen tonight, pray that this sermon series ends this night. If not, Balumi would be given the assignment to teach the balance when God clothes with the secular. Genesis chapter 37 from verse 1. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan, or Canaan. Yeah. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah, with the sons of Zilpah, and his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Verse 3. Now, Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. This is our key verse for this sermon series. When God clothes in the secular, a coat of many colors. Let's read on to verse 9. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamt a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamt. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose. It was not created to stand. It arose by some providence. And behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance. They bowed to my sheaf. And his brethren said to him, shall thou indeed reign over us? Or shall thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. So there were two additional grounds upon which hatred was administered. First, it was a garment that depicted the love of the Father. Second, it was the dream. Third, it was his words. I don't want to stay around that area, but let's go on. Maybe another time. We might need a contact session, 4 hours, 4 hours, 2 days, to sort those three things. Because some of us need to know why we are hated. I'm saying that because when people choose their paths in God, if the enemy cannot distract you by making you choose a substitute path, he can distract by the hatred of your brethren, where you live the rest of your life trying to give appropriate answers. Or for those who have not been hardened into the will of God, they begin to subscribe to the voice of their haters, either by responding or by aligning with what their haters want them to do. So we need to understand how to manage things like hatred, or else you will not make it, whatever it is. Verse 9. And he dreamt yet another dream, and told it his brethren, and said, behold, I have dreamt a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. Let's read till verse 12 and stop. And he told it to his father and to his brethren, and watch this. His father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamt? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee to the earth? And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. There was something that Jacob knew. And his brethren went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. So let's stop here until we need more verses. If you were not in the Sunday session, I said to us that one of the reasons why the Lord will want me to speak in this wise is because we just came out of national intercession, an enterprise that is still ongoing, that will kickstart again on Thursday, which is the 4th of September. We are hoping by Thursday we will have fulfilled our quorum for the daily prayers, which will not be too guided, except that we supply intelligence on the group. 30 minutes of prayers every day to gift us a cumulative praying capacity of 200 hours every day. As for 400 individuals, the Moses Company, who will stay on the mountain until God's word to Nigeria comes to pass. I gave us a timeline on Sunday. Yes. Where the prayers will end. Yes, so we'll be praying for, it's a 1 year prayer labor. 30 minutes every day until the 31st of August 2023. We'll have crossed the elections, we'll have crossed the handover, we'll have started finding establishment as a nation, and then we go back to God to ask if we're supposed to continue. All the weeks leading up to that day, we will also be requiring another 400 individuals who will not be praying for Nigeria. Your job is simple. Show up and help us meet up with the prayer requirement of 200 hours every week. You just pray 30 minutes once a week, any day of the week, but your prayers will be directed at those who are praying for Nigeria, that they would stay consistent, they will not drop out of their labors. So it's a very simple thing. The lines are up there. Minister Ryomi will be in charge of coordination at this level. And so if you're joining us online, you can use any of our social media channels. We'll be on WhatsApp. Am I right? Are we on WhatsApp, Pastor Dela? WhatsApp. Now, the page is already up, but is it WhatsApp or Telegram? WhatsApp. So we'll be on WhatsApp. So there's the basic requirement of trying to be on WhatsApp. It could be your friend's number too, so that we just know. Well, by the time we're done, you will have had a phone that can host WhatsApp in Jesus' name. So that'll be all for now. Okay. I will not want to go to where we started from, but I gave us a picture. Starting out, let me use 10 minutes. Can I use a handheld instead? I still can't feel myself with this microphone. Or do you like it like this? You like it? I'm feeling somehow. Okay. So on Sunday, I tried to lay foundation for this subject, and I'm going to do that in another 10 minutes so that we can run. There are structures of performance in God, so that the one who comes to God must labor through scriptures. The Bible is not just our manual, it is a kingdom manual. It means the Bible was not written just to give description to human expressions. It was also written to give description to divine expressions. So in scriptures, we know ourselves, our persons, our possibilities, the capacities that God has built into us, the systems of advantage that have been allocated for our performance. But we also know God, His person, His purpose, His possibilities, the pathways of getting His things done, and if you want, the structures of His performance. For example, you cannot get saved outside the functionality of the divine structure called grace. You cannot. And Paul gives voice to it in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8. He said, "For by grace were ye saved." So every time God comes operating a structure of performance, a human being is also supposed to know the partnering structure of performance. If God comes by grace to occasion salvation, a man must deploy another structure called faith. Are you with me? So in Ephesians 2:8, we see all of them. "For by grace, a divine structure of performance, ye are saved through faith." So faith is the hand that fellowships with grace to occasion salvation. Are you with me? The givings of God, which is an operation in God, is designed to be stewarded by His love. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that He gave." It was His Son He gave. Every time God gives, if you travel back to what propelled His giving, it was love that gave. The giving of the Holy Spirit is a love gift. It's a love gift. And I said to us, so that we don't spend too much time, I said to us that when God gives in love, He gives to an end. His love givings are to bring the one who is loved into a place where they can partner with the purposes of God. So any gift that you have, and in giftings have told us that there are different layers of giftings in God. There is a gifting of gifts, and if you like, so that we can separate gifts from gifts, you know, there is a gifting of abilities. The gifts of the Spirit are ability-based gifts. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, the gift of prophecy, the gifts of healing, the gift of faith, you know. All of those gifts are ability-based gifts. The proof of reception is not a mental knowing. The proof of reception is not confession. The proof of reception is that you can express them. Amen. It's not only the Holy Ghost that gives gifts, they are also gifts of Christ. Jesus sees ministry can be broadly broken along five lines, and that's what we call the fivefold. So Jesus was, and he had apostolic expressions, he had prophetic expressions, he had evangelistic expressions, he had teaching expressions, and he had a pastoral expression. When he ascended on high, he shared his expressions. The Bible said he gave gifts unto men. So he gave some. The apostles, prophets, teachers, you know, evangelists, pastors, teachers. And verse 12, there was a purpose for the giving. For the perfection of the saints. So the saints cannot, the word perfection, there's also the word maturity or maturing. It's a progression. So the labor of the fivefold is to bring the saints from the place of confession into a place of conformity. Our maturity is into a person. The person of the Christ. So anything we are doing as the fivefold that is not maturing people is a waste of time. And if you believe that time is life, it's a waste of life. Anything we teach, anything we call a conference that does not furnish people with the tools for maturing, it's a waste of time. Because it is a waste of time, what it means is that that kind of assignment, no matter how flamboyant or popular it is, it will attract no rewards from God's realm. It will have earthly rewards. Because the labor of the field, the profit of the field, the Bible says it belongs to the king, and that everybody feeds from it. So if you do something around the church, you will still get something. Something ephemeral, something physical. But if it has to do with divine rewards, we will need to go back to the books to check. You know, in the we call it the Great Commission, Matthew 28. Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel." Some translation says, "Teach the nations." Your teaching is supposed to create a kind of baptism. We separate it all the time. Preach the gospel. We take that as instruction one. Are you with me? Then we now go to baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. It is one commission. Your teaching ministry is supposed to occasion a baptism, and it is not in water. There is a place for baptism in water. Are you with me? I've been baptized in water, and it was not religion. I've explained why you should be baptized in water. People asked me after that discussion. They said, "So if I've never been baptized in water, I will not make heaven." There's no such rule. But if there is room to be baptized in water, please do. Are you with me? It means that those that I can excuse based on my doctrinal knowledge are those who got saved on their deathbed. Are you with me? If you have life enough to pass through a pool of water, what you should say to the one who disciples you, see water based on the utterances of who? Ethiopian eunuch. If you have life, be baptized too. Are you with me? Good. But this baptism was not dip them in water and say, "In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost." No. Because people who come out of that pool of water don't look like what you are teaching them. He said, baptize them in the name, the medium of immersion is a threefold name. The name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I said to us that the word name here means two things. What does it mean? Character and authority. So if I continue to teach all nations, the nations will be immersed, totally submerged into the character of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When people look at them, they will see change. But they will not bear the character of the Christ in weakness. They will also function by his authority. That's proof of accurate teaching. So we baptize them that way, and teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, because your teaching ministry is supposed to stem out of my teaching ministry. If you want to produce another Peter, it's simple. Use the same curriculum. The reason why the church is presenting people who are more flamboyant than the foundational apostles, but are less powerful, is that we have altered the curriculum. Teaching them to pay attention to all things whatsoever, whether formally or casually, I have commanded you. And if you stay doing that beyond the generalized presence of God, there is a blessing that you will come into. He says, lo, I am with you all way. As long as you stay doing that, I am with you. When we deviate, there is a quality of divine presence that we do not have when we stray. The reason why some of us are addicted to what he said is because we know that we'll become victims outside that quality of presence. I cannot live for one day with the omnipresence of God. I have caused too much trouble spiritually that I am a marked man. Do I do wrong things once in a while? But you know why I don't stay long? Before I say, Lord, I'm sorry. I know that there is a weight of the presence of God that cannot hang around wrongdoing. So our alignment amongst beyond pleasing God is preservation based. Amen. Okay. So, I didn't want to go this far. See, my 10 minutes has elapsed. Anyways, but how did I get here? How did I get to baptisms? Okay, I was speaking of Lord gifts. So we have the five gifts of the Christ: apostle, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. So the Holy Spirit gifts, ability gifts. The gifts of the Christ are role or responsibility based gifts. Are you with me? Office based gifts. But we also know that God the Father also gives gifts. For example, the Bible says that the wages of sin is what? Death. But the gift of God, some newer translations add the word free. They say the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So the Zoe is actually God giving. That's his gift. That's his gift. The Zoe is many things. It's one thing. It's a capsule of many realities. So all each of those realities actually are gifts within the gift. Amen. So they are gifts. But now we're talking about the love gift of God. You see, the end of all of those gifts is partnership. So that when God says to you, Emmanuel, come and do this thing, you need gifts to get things done. Some of my most radical evangelistic labors have happened because of the gift of word of knowledge. I'm just minding my business and I look at someone and say, and you are struggling. You see, everybody is struggling. Okay. So that you understand that there's a gift, you now zoom in. So say, your struggle is not everybody's struggle. This is what and what and what is wrong with you. This is how you have tried to solve it. You couldn't solve it. And then the person breaks down. And then they are wowed. How did you know? I said, there's a way we know. By fellowship, we have come into gifts. I want to know that person too. I'm seeing the world of wisdom opening progressively now. So that no matter how big the problems are, when you say a few lines, people say, ah! There are things that people cannot think of. But those gifts help us break walls. And then we can sow the seed of redemption. So they are not for show. They are partnering gifts. Every time you deploy a gift from the triune nature of God, deploying them in a way that God is not laboring with you, you'll be wrong. Are you with me? Okay. I'm being very petty so that when we get to the, because that dream thing, I've had too many questions around it and I want to break it down. I trust God to finish tonight. So, Pelumi, if I don't finish, it becomes your lot. And I believe in you. Just like God gives love gifts, our scripture opens with the narrative of a man called Jacob. Jacob, like I said on Sunday, had quite a lot of sons. He had a particular wife that he loved, labored technically for 14 years to get married to that woman. There's a bit of echo in this thing. My voice is not this loud, it's not this hard. You know, it's evangelists that are naturally giving very hard voices. People will listen to everything until you say, give your life to Christ. And so they are gifted in their voices so that in case the man on the console gets angry and switches off, they can still project. An evangelist doesn't ask questions like, are you still hearing me? He knows that he can hear you. If you do your hand like this, your voice will go. My own is not like that. And so, he decided because he was getting old, he was going to give a love gift to the son of his old age. Finally, I have a heir from the woman that I genuinely love. And I gave him a coat of many colors. I said to us that in the patriarchal lineage, there are two graces that scripture introduces to us that we need to pay attention to. And I believe it is because these two graces are our heritage. It is that in the patriarchal lineage, we see priesthood. The second thing we see is a prophetic expression. The things that you do should bear those two signatures, that priesthood happened for this thing to happen. Two is that you made movements, you spoke words, not prophecy, but from a prophetic platform. You know something, that's why you are acting this way. Something was revealed to you, a communication is sustained. That is why you can function against the grain. You see, Christianity or the Christian faith, if you want it, is not for empty heads. It can be intelligently explained. If you will not, God will not gift us 66 books if He did not want things to be explained. However, this is the caveat I need to put up. Even though it can be intelligently explained, it does not end with intelligent explanations. It is organic. I can explain to you what word of knowledge is from the Webster's dictionary. But if that is all that I can explain, then I have failed you. Because it is sourced out of a living entity and it is something that can be practiced. Every aspect, I can tell you how healing happens. But I should also be able to occasion healing and tell you the dynamics of healing. You are not all time strong in administering the gift of healing. You are not all time strong.
Every one of us is supposed to learn how to become aware beyond your mental state that I have the gift of healing, that the healing virtue is present. Many years ago, I was studying oral robots, and they said of him that he may be talking to you, casual talk, all of a sudden his right hand begins to vibrate. And that becomes a sign that there's somebody sick around. The gift within is calling for an intervention. My impartation, hands laid on, it flows in my hand. It's like there's a movement in my hand. And so sometimes I keep my head, my hand long, or I tap your head, not because I love your hair, even though your hair is good, but because I'm waiting. You must understand the movements within your members to know when. I've told you that if I'm preaching and after 5 minutes, I don't feel the anointing in tangible dimensions, it means that thing I'm saying, it does not mean that it's wrong, but God is not saying it now. I will abort that aspect and come back and start teaching something else. For me, it's a validating grace. You are right. It came in the day I pleaded with God. I don't want to teach error. So he gave me a monitoring system. If you wait for that validating grace as the tangible feeling of the anointing, it may not come, because the entrance into the economy of salvation is person specific. So the dealings of the spirit are also idiosyncratic. It will be you and you alone. You will need to learn your own. So there's a lot of learning. How do you learn? You pay attention to the patterns of the operations of the spirit. You can know if an evil spirit will come this night. Yes. Because as you journey through your day, you can know if tonight is worth a night. There is not once that if an evil spirit comes to attack you in the night, or you have a nightmare, that the Lord will not have drawn your attention during the day. Are you with me? You will have felt it. You will have seen it. You will have known it. There's just a drawing sometimes to extra prayer. There's a drawing to extra meditation. But it's also going to be a day of many distractions that you cannot yield to his nudgings. And then when you arrive, you now say, "Kai, and I felt this thing. So I was there." So you need to know how he invites you. You need to know what he calls you. All of us call you Pelumi. He will not call you that thing. Are you with me? So, Holy Ghost, help me. So, that was worth. So the father, being prophetic, decided to give him a garment. And I said that garment was to perform three things. One, the garment that he was given was a tunic that extended from the edge of the shoulder to the ground. What the father was doing was to give it, was to immerse him into a new identity. It was not a kind of garment that the Hebrews would wear. It was an Egyptian garment. So when our Greek students go to school, I know that you are an apostle. But for 5 years, when you go to the farm, you will need to put on a green overall. Understand that God clothes men as agriculturists. Are you with me? Underneath the clothing is a priest, is a man with a prophetic expression. But he has clothed you that way because he has an agenda for that dimension. That a day of famine will come. And in that day of famine, I will not need to be calling a prayer meeting to get food to eat, because someone was clothed in advance. The famine in Egypt happened after a man had been clothed. Are you with me? Maybe you're here, you're a medical student, you're a doctor. Where's our doctor self? I know our medical students have grown wings after the prayer, they have gone home. Some of them have gone home. Okay, you are still around. But where's Pastor Dela? What's that doctor's name? Yes. Doctor? Dr. Sato, is he in town? Okay, I've not seen him for a while. Call him and send me his number. That, you see, I've lost the opportunity to do example because Dr. Knock. So we have nurses in the house too. I think some of them are away on posting to Ibadan and Aru. So let's be praying for them. But some around. Now when you wear white as a nurse and you put your timer on your chest pocket and you put, they used to put 3 biros. I don't know if they write it biros. But they put 3 biros there. Understand that it is because a day will come when God will need a man to make a stand for him within the medical profession. Before that day comes, he clothes a man in the secular. A man who must not become overtly used to the secular garment, he must sustain priesthood and his prophetic essence. Because that would be the answer. So it was a garment that totally covered him. It was an immersion. 2, I said to us that those who wear those long garments are people who have been called into great responsibility and leadership. So it was a prophetic communication to the clothed man Joseph that you are a great man and you will lead. What his brothers were doing was that they were using the garment to interpret his dreams. If not, they could have thought about some other thing. Their interpretations would have been purely agricultural. I'm going to talk about that because when God clothes men, he uses your clothing to manipulate your environment. So anything he said looked like his cloth. We know you are an important man, so you are saying that you will lead us. Are you with me? What was the third thing I said? The garment was Egyptian. Hebrews don't wear those multicolored kind of gowns. The garment was Egyptian. And so the garment was also a prophecy from his father Jacob as to his sphere of influence. You are here, you are Hebrew. But the things that will happen to you, your greatness has been given a matrix of performance. Are you with me? Good. So, the brothers hated him. And then, the clothing began to occasion dreams. The dreams don't come before the clothing. If not, there will be no frame of reference. So some of you never had some kind of dreams. It was until God clothed you. And I'm going to tell us tonight how he clothes. Because he doesn't wear shirt and trousers on us actually these days. You know. So, until God brings you into that garment, your dreams really don't make sense. It's more like you are a haphazard dreamer. Today, you are playing for Barcelona. You wear their jersey. And you don't even know anything about football. Tomorrow, you are a farmer. You are carrying, you are driving tractor. Next tomorrow, you are, what else can people be in their dreams? You are the president of the United States. You sit in the Oval Office. And you are not even an American citizen. But when we become clothed, there is government that begins to happen around our dreams. It's as though the dreams respond to what we have been clothed. Now, I said to us on Sunday, very importantly, somebody had two individuals have taken me out on this this statement, but it's true that the communication of God through dreams, where no inquiry has been made. An inquiry is a formal investigation. Cannot be called revelations. Anything you see when no inquiry has been made is not a revelation. Can you give me my verses back from Job chapter 33? For time's sake, let's start reading from verse 14 and not 12. For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceived it not. How does he speak? In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed, What does he do? Through dreams and visions, he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instructions. He doesn't reveal their instructions, he seals them. He gives to them so that they cannot say they have not received, but he gives to them so that they can stay dependent on him. They begin to look for openings. So it's accurate when you come out of a dream and you call Brother Emmanuel and say, "Sir, I had a dream. What does my dream mean?" Because what you received was a sealed instruction. You know, when I used to self do conga distributions, especially in Ilorin, and I'm choosing Ilorin because of obvious reasons. Doing deliveries in Obomosha and Ilorin are two different ball games. May God give the people doing it understanding. Somebody ordered for something on Konga. My job is to deliver to you. You now call the guy that I'm standing at Asadam Junction because that's the address. The guy will first say, "No, I'm at Songo." Ah, okay, you can't be at Songo. This is the address. He said, "No, it's where he is that I should come to." Okay. While I'm on the bike, because his bike I used to use that time. While I'm on the bike taking his item to Songo. Now, for some of you, this my conga delivery work that I was doing that time. I started pastoring. Are you with me? So that I will not be stealing from you, I decided to walk. May God give you understanding. People going into ministry, I said it on Sunday. Ministry is not anti-work. Eh? If God has given you the gap to walk, walk. If not, you will manipulate the people of God because there will be no grace for supplies. Okay. So as I'm going, the guy will now say, "Hey, you have a package for me from Konga?" I say, "Yes." He will say, "What is inside?" "Ah! Oh God, did you not order something? How many things did you order for?" Because that would be a good question. He said, "Just one." So, you don't know what you order for. You cannot remember. You cannot remember. So now ask a question. If I open the package before I get to you, would you be pleased? Some will say, "Okay, feel it, feel it." So I say, "Okay." The thing looks round though. Round is many things. It can be a ball, lawn tennis ball, normal rubber ball. It can even be egg bones. But yes! It can be many things. Is it soft? Yes, it's soft, sir. So, please, what is as Oga? When I get to you, you will open it. When I call somebody Oga, it means I'm just trying. I've reached my limit. So I get to them, they now open it. The guy now says, "Okay, that you just saw the thing online and clicked." And you know, when people have money and money does not have purpose, it's like that. Just like that package, it is delivered to you, sealed. So your dreams operate the mailman syndrome. An accurate mailman does not babysit an item he brings. To say, "Okay, oh yeah, what's inside?" There are people who do that too. Somebody sends you a package, he brings it, and you're trying to open it, and the guy is stretching. Me, I like to open. It's the same word I use for them. "Oga, maybe you have delivered this thing." It's not his business. For those of you who are prophetic, you can receive well and misdirect people. If you don't understand that many prophetic utterances that God gives you operate the mailman protocol. Your job is to tell them what it is. Many of those prophetic instructions are sealed instructions. The person receives it sealed and asks you, "Sir, this thing that you said, what does it mean?" You were not giving a meaning. But you want to form, "I'm a prophet." And then you now say, what it means is you don't have a meaning, and it's not wrong to say, "I don't know." If you come saying you don't know, God will be able to trust you more. I've not shared with my wife. We've not had time to discuss it. My dear wife, we are supposed to relocate by a prophecy I had yesterday. Not outside the country, in Nigeria. A young man has been following my prophecies about the nation. I don't even know if he's an old man. Maybe he's listening. He's you I'm talking about. So he said, Kai, that everything God has been telling me about the nation is on point, because he goes to check and God has been echoing the thing. He said, oh man of God, arise and get down to Abuja for your next phase of ministry. You see, I the guy has not listened to me for a long time. He needs to dig into Obumoso and he will find my name etched on the foundations of this town. I was sent here. And I know that if there's going to be relocation, it's not Abuja. No, it's not Abuja. What he feels, I believe, is that if you are speaking so much about the nation, you should be in the center. If we go and do this thing we are doing about, you are doing in Abuja, imagine all of us will buy cars in 3 weeks. Old. Yes. Very soon, we'll become diviners. Everybody wants to contest, says this guy knows enough. So will I win? And you know, prophecy in Nigeria is not difficult around politics. You can prophesy with ifs. You will see it early next year. APC will win if they plan well. And in Nigeria, we call it prophecy. Say the president will fall sick if he doesn't take care of himself. It's a common sense thing. That's true. But we accept it. People wake up on the 1st of January to download pages of ifs. No, I can prophesy to you. If you study well, you will pass. Will you drop money on the altar for that kind of thing? No, you should know yourself now. You should know you don't need to be prophetic. That if you eat well, you'll be fat. If you starve, you'll be thin. Except the spirit is involved. So we get all those kind of things. I've also heard, we'll give you a building. Just come and be doing this your thing. Be teaching, be praying. If your heart is not circumcised, and one of my cries to Jesus is that the knife will not leave the heart. Because if the knife strays from the heart can, like he's doing to me, he will do to you. Don't say amen if you don't want to be like me. Like he's doing to me, he will do to you. The one I love is ever before me. He seals upon my heart. So I live for the one I love. Help me, help me.
Yes, he's ever before me. He seals upon my heart.
So I live.
I
one more time.
The one I love. He is ever before me. He seals upon my heart. I live.
That key you are playing on is not is your key. It's not my own. That's why it's difficult. So help me find my own. Thank you, sir. What key are you playing on? No. That key is more feminine than masculine. Since I started praying, I sing on those high keys. I sing on F. I sing on G. Or E flat. So that can be comfortable. Marvin Sapp sings on E flat, and it's a very comfortable place for me. You see now, if you play, so if you find E flat, play the same song.
Ever before me, he seals upon my heart.
You see now. So help my ministry. Thank you. God bless you. The one I love is ever before me. His seal His seal. The seal is a tool of, or is a sign of ownership. He's also a restrainer. It's upon my heart. I live for the one I love. So, there is a matrix to your relevance. That matrix comes with geographical coordinates. It increases. Because he who is faithful with little is also brought in too much. It does not jump. It widens. Are you with me? It doesn't jump. So you don't do ministry or you don't do something somewhere for 2 years. And then you feel, it's like, this thing will be better in Port Harcourt. And then you now jump to Port Harcourt. We don't move because there's a greener pasture. He leads. He leads. It begins somewhere. So you let me give you a scripture for that. The Bible says that ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem. That was a city. In Judea, that was like a province. And it expanded beyond Judea into Samaria. And then to the uttermost part. If you do the geography, it's a journey from the center through different circles that make up, you know, like going through one circumference to another circumference. They are like concentric circles, and then you get to the largest of them. So it's increasing, it's not jumping. Amen. So that was the third thing that the garment did. We have stayed around dreams because the dreams are designed to come after the garment has been worn. Some have not come into the dreams because the garments have not been acknowledged. And like we just shared, the dreams come as sealed documents. Sealed documents. They come as instructions that you cannot totally make sense of. They come as problems looking for solutions. So if you wear a garment around you or upon you, and the garment is to, you know, lead the young, for example, and I'm speaking to someone, my example is on point. You find out that in your dreams, you see small children. Some people see babies. Even when they don't have a baby yet, even when they are not married. And they are thinking, okay, is God saying I'm going to give birth to many babies? No, there's a garment that you have acknowledged, that you have been called to stand on the behalf of God in that capacity. And so the things within that your matrix are beginning to come. You can now see babies one day. Babies with a stick in their mouth. I don't know if the guys are really small or the adults who just use small. I see them on WhatsApp. Small children with smoking things. What's the name of that thing that you called it? Shisha. And I see there's one small boy that smokes that thing. He's a Lagos boy. He's not an old person. Maybe between 6 and 8. Smokes it, and then out of his nose and his mouth, the smoke runs out. When you keep seeing that kind of boy, and sometimes if God can't smuggle it into your dream because your dream is too busy, you watch Dracula before you sleep. That's the last thing you watch. What it will do is that the kind of statuses that you will see will be around the same thing. What it's doing is that it's manipulating your atmosphere. So that boy will make everybody laugh. But that sight will make you cry. It's because you are connected. That's your habitat. Are you getting my point? You go out and you want to come into a regular discussion, and something that should not have burdened you like that is said. They stay in emphasis just because, and it's because you are around. Because you must hear it many times. That's how we come into our dreams, so that your heart is set on a journey. But you find out that the first supply you get is problems. How do we solve this thing? How do we get that kind of boy out of that life? Sometimes you're asking yourself, how did he even get there? I don't see plenty small children around me. I don't see them. But I see young people. And it's one of the mandates that we have. Some nights ago, I think it was in 2011, late 2011, when I just came into town. I was sitting in my guardian's house. I didn't have a house of my own that time. And I was the only one in the house. And as I watched, sitting on the sofa watching TV, I took my eyes away from the TV and I saw people walking across the room. These guys were neatly dressed in suits with briefcases. Some of the ladies very nicely dressed. But it was a smoke screen. Immediately they went through that smoke screen, every one of them appeared on the other side, but they appeared tattered, smoking with knives, with guns. And then alone in the room, was in the middle of the night, I broke down. You will have thought that maybe a beloved died. I was weeping, and there was only one cry I was saying to God, send me, send me, send me. Maybe if I didn't say send me now, I would have relocated to Abuja. But I had to stay with the young people to ensure that that smoke screen transformation does not happen. And while we may think that, oh, we have not had many go through that system and come out, maybe there are some people sitting here who will have walked through that smoke screen, who have been shown another route of travel because we stayed. But the buttons are always there. When you went for a youth service, Christian, the roads were good. I mean, the roads are good. Okay, from here to... Oh, the roads were not good. How many of you have gone on long journeys where the roads in Southwest are good? When you go towards the east, you will see bad roads, even in the cities. So somebody traveled... Okay, Emmanuel too had that experience when you were going to Edo. What did you say to me? You say, ha! And so it's through these same roads you used to travel to go and preach. Because whether the roads are safe, we have to preach. Because we have been clothed. Are you with me? We see the problems a lot. We see the problems a lot. And we really want to do something about it. A clothed man is an obsessed man. A clothed man is a guided man. Is a man who has been gifted direction, a place, a role, an identity. So he began to dream. His dream, I said on Sunday, brought hatred because his brothers heard a dream, but they don't understand the matrix of the dream. That the matrix was not Jacob's house. You can't be the last one in this house and all of us, including your parents, are bowing down to you this house. If they knew that it was going to be Egypt and in the day of famine, where the world will actually come to live off his leadership skills, they will not have fought. So I said, sometimes your haters don't need to be hated back because they act out of blindness. They can't see far. So calm down. If they have the lenses that are required, they will thank God that God is lifting you. Okay, so let's begin to journey from dreams. Dreams are supposed to occasion the communication of problems, instructions, and direction. They are communications, they are not revelations. Somebody just ate rice and slept and comes in the morning and says, I have a revelation. I have a revelation that Bishop Oyedepo anointed me. A revelation. But you live for another 10 years and you do not bear signatures of the impartation service. A revelation communicates spiritual essence. A sealed communication does not. In the unveiling is the prophet. Are you getting me? So if you have had dreams that president, what we used to call him, PYO, Abi. Okay, he's pastor. His P is pastor. It's not president. Sorry. His P is pastor. See, I did not call him president too. Because I know some people now will say, hey, Reverend, he's saying something will still happen before. That aspect has not been fully revealed to me. Fully revealed to me. It was a slip of tongue. Nothing prophetic about that. If we have to, God will tell us. The P is pastor. Eh? Oh, he's professor. Ah. It means he's a man with many P's. Okay. They left him at P square. Instead of P cubed. Nigeria. Okay, let's go on. So, Professor Yemi Osinbajo came and said, what I was to Nigeria, you will also be. And then you wake up seeking a political party. What you had is an encrypted communication. You will need a password to unlock it. Now, there are men with what we call the spirit of the interpreter. They have been given access in God to unlock those kinds of things. But I want to instruct so that you can grow. Don't be quick, especially if you have a dream or vision from the Lord, to look for people. Pay the price of inquiry. And if you've been following for a long time, there is a primary inquiry that I said you should do when you have any dream that you think is important. What's the first inquiry? Who is it from? Ask God. Are you showing me anything? Because if the enemy is showing you something, it's a distraction. Even if what he showed you is that if you travel, you have an accident, it's still a distraction. The life of the sheep is designed to be sustained by the communications of the shepherd, not the stranger. If the enemy wants to wear you out, if you set yourself on a prayer course, what he will do is to make sure that every night you have dreams that scare you, so that you will be so weak because of every day night vigil. You'll be so weak that even the prayer you have been called to pray, you'll not be able to pray it. The easiest way to distract a man is to create activity in the line of his current engagement. Should I say that again? When the enemy wants to distract you, if you are running, he knows if you start walking, you'll be bothered. He will just create another path for you and allow you to keep running. So you will be so raptured in the sustained activity that you will go to another place you are not supposed to go. When you set your heart on praying by receptions, what the enemy will seek to do is to bring other receptions that will distract you. We don't pray because the enemy makes us pray. That's not how it operates in the kingdom. That a bird comes to my window and does grow, 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 grow. I will still take permission to pray. He that keepeth Israel, neither slumbers nor sleep. There are many things. I want to check if it's something to be bothered about. The bird, like one in front of our house, may just be trying to lay eggs there. Is this bird that Yorubas used to call Kowe? You know Kowe? That's what he used, the sound he used to make too. Kowe, Kowe, Kowe. Somebody can say it's a witchcraft bird. And you will dump your real prayer points and pray. Well, the Kowe will remain there because it's laying eggs. And it's not a witchcraft bird. Can you speak to your neighbor? Don't be distracted. A second sermon I want you to preach to them is find the master's voice within the voices. Are you speaking to me? Because my sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. They follow me. Alone. Only me. Only me. They follow me. If it is his voice, then we sustain the inquiry. What are you saying Now,
I love your presence.
What's the second line?
I love your precepts. What is your fragrance? What are you saying? I love your presence.
I love your presence.
I love your precepts.
I love your precepts.
What is your fragrance?
What is your fragrance?
You will have creativity.
What are you saying now? I love your presence.
I love your presence.
I love your precepts.
I love your precepts.
What is your fragrance?
What is your
fragrance? What one more time. I really love your presence.
I love your presence.
I love your precepts. What is your fragrance?
What is your fragrance?
What are you saying now?
What are you saying now?
There's a reason why I sang that song, because that song contains four elements that will make you beat deception. The one who wants to hear from God must be a slave of the presence. Visitors don't hear well. You know, the average believer just comes and says, God, how far now? What is this thing? And then they run away. No, you must love your presence. Inquiry answers to time. You must pay that price. You love his presence. And while you are waiting on what he will say, you must marry what he has written. That's his precepts. When you read what he has written for long, there is a fragrance, a signature of God that is etched upon your heart, a signature that eliminates all our voices and retains the voice.
So I love your presence.
Your presence.
I love your precepts.
I love your precepts.
Your word.
What is your fragrance?
What is your
fragrance? What are you saying? Yes, I love your presence.
I love your presence.
I love your precepts.
I love your precepts.
What is your fragrance?
What is your fragrance?
What are you saying
now? Somebody say, what is his fragrance? Stay with his word. Stay with, in the presence. Stay with his precepts. You will know his fragrance. There are aspects of spirit life that were not given to the cerebral. Yes. You have to start out the journey. How does it feel when the presence of God is overwhelming? Pay the price of time. Sit down there. You want to know what it feels like when you are rain beaten? Eh? That people say their mouth used to, their teeth will grind together. It can't be taught in class. It was gifted to an experience. If you stay long in the rain, your teeth will grind. Why do people in Jos always wear coats, top coats? And we can say, it used to be cold. You now say, no, me, I can survive with singlet. Oh, go to Jos in November. Your chest, we stand by itself. And then when you begin to gasp for breath, you understand what cold means. Even in my degree, in February, I shared with someone that when I was serving, we used to drink meshai at 3 o'clock. I mean, those people that sell tea, if you don't drink tea at 3 o'clock, you will almost die. That's how cold the place can be. In the night, if you touch your wall, it will burn your hand because it will be hot. But in the day, it will be cold. You know, people are trying to imagine it. When they want to post you, may they post you to Maiduguri. Ah. You see, the things I'm teaching, you don't even want to believe it. Faith is looking so straight so that the prayer will not implicate her. people who pray that God should lift them should be open to where he will send them. Are you with me? I don't teach lifting where you want. That you know, you just ask the Lord to lift you, but you can't be anywhere. No, 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 no. If I be lifted from the earth, I will draw men to myself. He's not lifted to a throne. Where was he lifted to? It was a cross. Ah, okay. Let's rush this thing. So we see the man Joseph clothed. He began to dream. He dreamt the first dream, which gave him a picture of what the future would look like. The brothers revolted. He dreamt the second dream, and he became the subject of the enmity of his brothers. And so a certain day happened. I'm going to paraphrase a lot because this is where I'm going. He went with his brothers to the field, and then they began to address him as his new identity. They began as brethren. Now his new identity, if you have been a student of scripture, was the dreamer. In my book of Bible stories, it was rendered, here is the dreamer. Here you see, behold, this dreamer, not our brother. Because the clothing has a way of making you so unique that you can be gifted identities that no other person is willing to put on. Behold this dreamer. Just leave the screens. If I go through each of the verses, it will take a long time. What they did was that they planned to eliminate a dreamer. There was the option of dropping him in the hole, so that wild beast will come and eat him up there, and then, or killing him. And then one of the brothers said, let's not have blood on our hands. Let's just keep him in the hole. Philip, don't give me those scriptures. I'll be reading them. Lamb, they help me govern. Okay, leave it here. Don't move my scripture from here. I need time. If I see it, I'll stay long on it. So, what they decided to do was just dump him in the pit alive. But while they were doing that, they found out that as a dreamer, he had economic capacity. So they actually returned and then sold him into his matrix. It was by selling that they sent him to Egypt. I'm sure that if Jacob could manipulate his journey, he would have done that. But Jacob left it at the mercy of the inspiration that clothed Joseph. Before they sold him, they had to erase his memory. And so what they did is what many of us we need to do by ourselves, because God does not do it. The one who clothes is not the one who takes off the garment. It is given to men or to the man to know when the dreams have ended and when a new season of expression has come, because you cannot interpret in that identity. You will remain a dreamer. So the Bible says they took the garment, you know, took one of their sheeps, killed it, rubbed the blood of the sheep in the garment and went back to deliver it at home to Jacob as a trophy that we tried, but the only thing we could rescue was his garment. It didn't even come with his ear or come with his fingers. Whatever devoured him totally, left a garment, and this is it. Unknowing to them, there was a timing in Egypt, because everything that was happening to Joseph was not based on his clock. It was a famine clock that was ticking. The reason why you think that you should be in control of your life and compare your life to other people is that you think that age is that strong. I'm 12 years old. I'm 18 now. And by 18 I should be. No, your timer is going to be set relative to the time of your need. Are you with me? I was sharing somewhere, maybe here or somewhere else, about Jesus. That the Bible said that an angel, I think it was here, Gabriel, came to a town named Nazareth. Is it here? No, I preach a lot, so I don't even know where. And it was to a virgin who was espoused to a certain man. I think it was here. And I was saying to you that the sixth month was chosen. And you don't need to build any theology around the sixth month. But there is a prophetic reason why the sixth month was chosen. It is because the time of the cycle of life in the womb is how many months? Jesus needed to be born at a particular time. His entrance into the earth was fixed. And so a count backwards was occasioned. If we want him in 9 months, when do we start counting? It was the day that the angel came. Our visitations are not because we labored well and not because we fasted well. People who walk around have visitations, but their purpose has a time of manifestation. And so God runs it backwards. What he does is that he visits when the season of preparation happens. Because if 9 months came and Jesus had not gone through gestation, something will have gone wrong. He showed up, spoke to you, and you jumped into purpose. You are wrong, oh. Because when he shows up, you should ask him when. When am I showing up? If not, if you have a 2 month period, you can waste it in frivolities. And then when your time of showing comes, you have not arrived. So we begin to operate what the Bible says when scripture says that the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. What God repents from is the gifted and the called, not the gifts and the callings. If Obama's son needs a man who possesses the spiritual gift of word of wisdom, that gift has been allocated here. He comes delivered into a Bomosha's atmosphere without a name on it. And then there are options. What's your name, sir? Peter. Would it be Peter? Would it be Pelumi? You see, two of your names have P's. Even the E's. Abi? It's P-E-P. So, okay. Let's use the P-E's. So, both of you. So, maybe they come to Peter. And Peter says, word of knowledge. There's an alignment, or word of wisdom. There's an alignment that makes you proficient in that gift. If you don't put it in, leave the rain, he's doing his own thing. If you don't push your labors to be able to mature that gift until the day of manifestation, God will not deprive the city of that gift. Because it's given without repentance. It means God does not withdraw it. What he does is to look for another person. So in our nation, you can have hurricane so with a name on it as the one to come. And when this a season of alignment is perfected and we don't see the hurricane enter into his role, it can be whirlwind so sailor. Nigeria must have a president. That's what I'm saying. But you see, the president is an office. It need not have a name attached to it in the beginning. There are ranking men in this nation that I believe have gone before God to suggest who. When you rise and become and go beyond just being a churchgoer, when you become a friend of God, you enter into a dimension of intercession that is not intervention based, it's negotiation based. That's what Abraham was doing. If we have 50, a man who can say, if we have 50, can say, you want a governor? Can we use Emmanuel? It's okay. Emmanuel. Let's try. And if Emmanuel sustains a season of alignment, what did I call it? A season of... So, once the person is suggested, a season of alignment opens. If the person doesn't meet up with it, what God does is that he carries out an operation that was used to define his choice of Eliab. What did the Bible say? What does rejected mean? He was chosen before. And God said rejected to 8 individuals. It means when Eliab failed, they went for Shammah. And they went through all of the sons of Jesse. The problem was that the calling for the next king of Israel was going to be from Jesse's family. So we'll use all your sons. And if one is not ready, we go to the other one. Suddenly they found out that they had exhausted sons. And Samuel, understanding the principle, now went to Jesse and said, are these all your children? Because if the matured ones are not ready, I can't lie that it's your family. If David had not showed up, God will wait until Jesse produces one. That's why nations cry. That's why families cry. Because the one that is to come came and started wasting everybody's time. And so we need to wait until maybe the one that is wasting people's time manages to marry and gives birth to children, and will see his child grow up. So it could be 60 years, not because God is not willing, but the garment of the deliverer has not found a mortal to wear it accurately. Pay attention to your life, oh. The things you are crying about in your home may be because you have not aligned with God. One of the things that this series is supposed to do is to tell everyone under the sound of my voice that you are clothed. It means there is a dimension of human existence that will keep suffering if you do not come to terms with your garment. There is a dimension of human existence that will keep suffering if you do not move into the matrix of your calling. That God is sending you to Otoba. You know, Otoba needs a savior. But everybody wants to go to Lagos. Everybody wants to go to Ilorin. Everybody loves Canada. And if the matrix is wrong, you can be a giant in Nigeria and be a goat in Canada. Because Joseph, you can't be king in Assyria. You can't be king in Ethiopia. Your garment gives us a picture of your prophetic role. It also gives us a location. You saw that cloth I wore last week. What map was on it? Africa. I've seen it. I've seen it. It's not because I'm black. At least T.D. Jakes is black. So. But I know that the burden he placed in my heart was first for my immediate zone, then it becomes a national burden. Ultimately, we will pray like that for Africa when the time comes. I know, and I'm strongest in Africa. I'm strongest in Africa. I found that out. So I'm not ambitious. Amen. I want us to pray for 2 minutes. I sense that there's a gate into spiritual understanding that is open. We have gathered information, but we need to begin to connect them. No man actually becomes responsible, actually becomes responsible outside understanding. There's a reason. I hear the Spirit say, is there not a cause that I am where I am at a time like this? Is there not a cause? It could have been elsewhere, but it became here. Oh, incline my heart unto understanding. Let the topics be connected. let the subjects be connected. Let the events item reisaita lebrantoma superutia rapasafantelota pie. Let the utterances begin to find expression. Oh, let the thoughts begin to connect, that I can incline my heart unto accurate expressions. Oh, Akila, Bratakosamai. Yes, yes, yes. Can we press a little bit more? I sense a rain of understanding, spiritual understanding falling. It has begun to fall. And in 2 minutes, it will get stronger in the building. Ikomamia Santa Melanota, Redebe Saito, Mokostate Bunaya, Ayanato Pesila Mikompebana, Akakapapata Kakompe Mendekai, Ratakapa Salumantaya, Ebrakanto Velatos, Ekupa La Saiko, Ratombo Moma, Apastabe Mantatai, Rain, rain, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of understanding, aha, itabamas sebena tai tomilanto, apopombinande, lepebinante, lepebinante, ikombata tatata, ratakapa tetetetai, that I may understand the visitations, that I may understand the encounters, that your words may begin to make sense, that the dreams will begin to connect together, yate motoborato kosebinata. Oh, ikopambi komasila, aika bembom bam bam barata ko, beto bimbo tane sulomota, batevastambi I bom bestemate. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, samamo ratasko. I kukagwa kombi bolo kambabo abobabate kwa kombi ratele estoba mombe saya. Oh, by your spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. So reign, Holy Spirit, reign on. It comes like rain. It comes like rain. Showers of anointing fall on me. Oh, we'll take it just three times. Rain, Holy Spirit, rain on me. Showers of anointing.
Oh, Thank you, Father. Like rain, like rain. Like drops of rain on a dry land, the spirit of understanding begins to find expression. We live differently. Yes, now we think differently because we know differently. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I have just about 20 minutes to go, so you may be seated. You will see the dots begin to connect. You will see it. You will see it. You will see it. It's a new day. It's a new day. We will make right choices because we are better informed. Not because we heard more or saw more, but because we have understood more. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Musa Hakila Masavi Korea Ratoko Sava Hivenati Anso Entesitata Keturia Kabahos. Oh, Egypt, Egypt, Egypt. Egypt, yes, Egypt, Egypt, Egypt. Egypt, Egypt needs an a mystery of Zion. In that secular plane, God needs men. God needs men. God needs men. He seeks a witness in the secular. Aya kabobo taike salamat. He seeks a witness. Oh, one who will keep crying, one who will live by the standards of the kingdom. And we keep speaking the words of the kingdom, one that will not be corrupted, because a day comes where preservation will be needed. We will not fail. We will not fail. In Jesus' name we are praying. Church, hear this. Some failures are not futuristic. A man can fail now to fail in the future. Huh. What did Joseph know? What did Joseph know? What did Joseph know? How did he understand that that garment was not designed to be an eternal garment? That there was a season to wear, and there was another season to shed. It's because you are comfortable with what people have known you to be that you can't make progress. Because every time something comes for your garment, you fight. You were destined for more. For the kingdom, more. But you are comfortable. You are comfortable. You just want to, you don't want your bird ruffled. This garment is cozy. Give me a few minutes and then we're going to pray that God begins to steer systems to shed the garment. I said to us a few weeks ago, I don't want to do ministry like this after 40. And 40 is not far. No. I have dreamt in this current garment. My next 40 years are supposed to be years of interpretation. That's why I know that ministry will be different. Because you add no value, you create more problems if all you can do is dream. You add to the confusion. Our nation has too many dreamers from the church. We can tell them what the problem is. But we can't bring solutions. I found out on Monday night. It was yesterday Monday. I think what that thing was on Sunday. That Asu thing was on Sunday, right? It was yesterday morning. That people can be professors, but they may not be able to solve problems with federal government. It's not intellect. I also learned that Nigerians don't understand the meaning of the word indefinite. So I had
to respond angrily this morning? Does indefinite mean 1 year? You know, I just went back to Twitter. I saw those Twitter savages eating into people anyhow. Somebody said he's leaving, he's not even going. He does not even know the spelling of leaving, and he says he does not need school. So the savages told him, you better go back to school. You don't want your son to come and think that leaving, L-E-A-V-I-N-G, is spelled as L-I-V-I-N-G. Go fellow school, go them away. Indefinite strike is good news. If you understand the art of manipulation, it means that ASUU could have called out that strike yesterday afternoon. Anytime you respond, we respond. So if you could manipulate federal government to respond yesterday afternoon, they will have called it off. Because this last set were in tranches. Abi? So where are we, sir? Someone said, I want to go and learn work. Someone said, I'm looking for a job with a strike that is indefinite. Is the coming of Jesus not indefinite? Does it mean it to be 100 years? If you live like that, we will have gone because I'm going. I'm paying keen attention to my life. All this kingdom dominion, all this territorial takeover, in my head, I have rapture very strong. And maybe before the close of the year, we spend a few weeks to teach it again. This place is no abiding place. We are leaving very soon. Checking out in strength. The church has forgotten. We are trying to build here an eternal city in a dimension that is ephemeral. We will go. Emmanuel, are you going with us? So live like you will go. Live like you will go. He was sold into slavery. And you find out that once the garment is off, an essence that gave expression to his life so strong that it gave him an identity also faded. The ability to dream. He no longer received encrypted communications. Now he became an interpreter. And he no longer could just do that for himself. He had the capacity, even in incarceration, to be able to say, you guys are not happy. Tell me your dreams. It means you guys are still clothed. I have won something else. Tell me your dreams. I used to tell people that the Bible did not introduce to us, well, it was not too much an introduced subject during this time, that Jacob had, and no, sorry, that Joseph had a prayer life. Did you? But we've seen another man in scriptures, and that's why inquiry becomes important. We saw Daniel also operate in that dimension by prayer. And then he matured until he began to express it like a gift that needed no motivation. You have not become a gift to God and to the people until you have come into the ability to interpret. Your relevance in the sphere that God is bringing you into, your greatness is tied to the ability to interpret the things that God has given to you. Those solutions are kingdom solutions for humanity. So that when men receive them, Jesus is glorified. But you will need to shed your dreamer garment and now begin to bring interpretations within that sphere. One of the professors in Lautec, that's Professor Loki. How many of you have heard about Baba? Baba has, I knew him before he became a professor because we were in Antioch Baptist Church. That was our home church. And he was ordained a deacon in that church. before he started shouting loud tech and going back. If you read him up online, you'll find out that he's as much a priest as any of us. He knows God well. But he's also, is he in biochemistry or microbiology? He said, is in microbiology. He has his own drug inventions. How many of you know that? He has his own drug inventions. I think it was during the COVID, he and one of a doctor from Adelike University, he's my friend anyway, because we taught, when I was teaching in Goma, we taught together there. Dr. Ladipopo. They worked on some mixtures that could quench that thing. They didn't do it in Lagos. Their lab is here. There's this chemist. You think he's a chemist. He's dead and he's late now. He's of Cameroonian origin. Based on my study and the study of many other people, if you have not read his books on prayer and fasting, you have not well mastered that composition. He's called Dr. Zacharias Tanin Fonun. He was a chemist. He claims that Jesus is the head of his lab. When he sheds, so he comes into problems as a chemist, he solves them by his priesthood, inspirations. That's how to wear your garment and know when to shed it, because there are problems you will not know until you are clothed that way. But that garment cannot bring solutions. We began this journey trying to see what our work prescriptions are when we have prayed. Because the story in the media is that the Nigerian church only prays, they do nothing to affect the nation. And I said to us, it is in vain that we pray for a new nation if we do not want to see the emergence of a new church and a new kind of man. The praying man expresses his identity as a king priest, but when he steps into a natural habitat, he is a solution provider, because there are garments that give him an identity among men that he must wear. So I said on Sunday, if your God instructed you to go and study medicine, you are a doctor. Don't wrestle apostle with the apostles. Are you with me? Leave them to carry. Some of us have to. I don't have any other identity outside Rev. If my spiritual father decides tomorrow, Tolu, let's do something else and change this identity, I'll stay like that. I was Pastor JJ until he said, you're up for ordination. I'm not that ambitious. I'm not pushing anything. And I went there, stayed in classes for about 10 days, about 8 days. And you don't want to be in our ordinary classes. We have classes from morning. We resume classes at 8. When it's 12 o'clock, we pray for 2 hours. That's your 2. And you go for lunch. To your tent, to Israel, you go for lunch. You can be going to pray. Then you converge back at 4. You do classes till 7. And then you resume at 9 and you pray till 5 a.m. Well, you know, if it's me that is leading the prayer, I can sprinkle you with songs. We had a strange man to lead us in prayers. He goes by the name Reverend Donatus. So, Reverend Donatus has stood like this before. He stood on the altar, one leg up and down like this, and stood like that for 21 hours stretch praying. So when is the one taking you through that night prayer? And the rule is, if you sleep, you will not be ordained. So your people at home, we know that it's sleep that deprived our pastor. So it's anything you can know how to do. I remember Pastor Stanley Ajayi was with us. He's also a warrior. Sometimes we will hold hands because you are tired. and then you'll be dragging yourself. You know all those dragging kind of tongues. They are just like bing, 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 bing. So that you will see some people they will. I knew that time that people could sleep standing. I won't mention their names because they have congregations. The guy will, and he will not fall. We are not all ordained because some people slept. Yes. Some people left the building and went to hang out on a chair somewhere, and they were fortunate to be picked out. So, I think one of them has not even been ordained till now. Yes, because it's by recommendation. So, in case you don't meet up with recommendation again, you float. You can ordain yourself, sha, because it's common in Nigeria. They are reverenced by personal will. I made himself a reverend. I know one. Was pastor. By personal. Because he thinks that pastor is the lowest rank. He does not understand that it's a fivefold office. And after a few weeks, he began to hang out with reverends. And he chose reverend. He's now an apostle. Because from reverend he went to prophet. No, he's now an apostle. He's not worth following. He's inconsistent. Inconsistent. I want to close here, even though there are a lot of things I want to say, because I don't want to keep us beyond here. I want to pray. Every one of us that has been worn a secular garment has a matrix of expression. You will need to go to God, ask Him to show you what He has clothed you as. You are not just Peter. That's the name your parents gave him. And we want to assume that they were in their most holy moment when they gave you that name. Because I found out that in Christendom, our names are not always suggestive of who we are. Of Jesus it was said, His name shall be called Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. His name means God our salvation. So it was an accurate name. Some people were just, somebody was just in a high moment somewhere, no? And then they gave Him a name. It means your name will not be a gate of destiny. So your problem is much. You will need to ask God, what have you clothed me as? This year I had the privilege to minister at the Nigerian Police Academy. That's the University of the Nigerian Police. That's in Udil, Kano State. I wept after my first session because I know that Nigerian Police has hope. And may our hopes not be dashed. Because I saw how in the call not, true worship rose, not from seminarians, but from police cadets. Anyway, since that time I went, there's been a lot of warfare. A lot of warfare. It's like, sometimes I feel sad. A lot of warfare. They've almost shut down their meetings. People have been picked up, seeing them pray, and they say, oh, if they are praying, they are cultists and they'll be punished all kinds of stuff. But they are still resolute. What is my hope? That if these ones graduate, they will not collect money on the road. That if these ones graduate, they will not be the instruments of oppression. But they must wear their police garments. Know that Jesus called them to be policemen. Our ministry son, or my spiritual son, and his soon to become wife are in the Nigerian army. And this my ministry son fights in the heart of Borno State. He was with us a few weeks ago. They just had their introduction. And we know that Jesus will perfect all that concerns them. When he arrived, I remember the day he was leaving, January 31st, 2021. I was the one that drove him to Ojo before he boarded the vehicle for Lagos and flew. I was in tears.
Jesus, let this boy come back home. Let this boy come back home. Because I know what used to happen. But the Lord brought great deliverances to them there. Because his prophetic nature could predict when an attack was coming. We have to tell him to tone it down. Lest they eye you that you are the one. But he always knew when. He always knew what day, what time, what route. So they are coming through here. Let's ambush them. And then they waste those wicked men. Now I've told him tone down. So a few weeks ago, he said, I'm supposed to go to town. Pray about it. But he had been, I think he's on a 500 day prayer. All night. 500. Just to keep his spirit alive. Because even though Jesus has situated him in the theater where, you know, that place is, it's not a one-off BH or eye swap invasion. It's in the heart of the invasionists. But he understands how to keep alive. He said, after I prayed yesterday, I had to meet my organ that I don't want to follow them for this one. I'll stay back here. So they told him to go and do something else. Everybody that went on that trip did not return. Wasted everybody. The advantage was knowing when to remove his garment and come into the ability to interpret rules. Are you with me? While we were driving through Abuja and we're trying to drop off somebody, and these touts were trying to, because there are plenty in Abuja, they were trying to harass us. We waited for a while until he said that daddy. So came out, pulled out his ID card, and the guys calmed. He was acting like a soldier. But he must know when to take off that garment and begin to bring solutions. One of those times I was preaching in Lautech Chapel last year, as I was coming off stage, my phone beeped. And I saw his name. So I gave attention to the text message, and this was his utterance. Daddy, we have been attacked. We have been on the run for 9 hours in the bush. I don't even know where we are, but pray for me. Because I didn't respond early, he sent his second message. Said, I don't know why Jesus sent me here, but I perceive that Jesus has interest in the sons of Borno State. Let him keep me alive. That was the last I heard of him. For like 3 weeks. And then they started sending me messages from the Nigerian Defense Academy that they've drawn a list of those who are missing. Your son is dead. I told them, I said, my son cannot die. Oh, he's missing. Missing so that the army struck out their salaries and stopped paying them because they thought that they were late. This one will come back home alive. After 3 weeks, I was minding my business and I got a message. I'm safe. In this particular place, she ran to my wife and said, my son is alive. I love that young man. When they got back to their location, there were only 3 of them alive. And then they met in the village an elderly woman and her friend. Why didn't you run away? The elderly woman said, this young lady, that's the older elderly woman, had been my friend since we were in our tens. Like 7, 8, 9. She's crippled. She can't run. So I'm not going to abandon her. If they want to kill us, let them kill two of us here. That's why you stayed. So his commandant was wondering, okay, what do we do? And he said, he went to his commandant and said, sir, can I help her? Are you a doctor? He said, but I can help. So he walked up to the woman, lifted the leg in his hands, prayed. And in a few seconds, she began to walk. That's knowing how to shed and enter as a solution provider. I know you are an employee working for a salary, but if there's a problem, that's why you are there. You are informed enough by dreams. Am I speaking to Sunshine now? You are informed enough by dreams, by notifications in God that there's a problem. After a while, the problem becomes physical. But that's not the end. The one who was informed
was informed because he or she was clothed. If they shed the garment, they will be able to interpret. It means you will drop your employee status when you come before God and enter into your priesthood, because in your priesthood lies a solution. That's how we will turn the nation around. The one in transport, the one in construction. We want to beat corruption. We will enter those sectors as construction workers. We will enter those structures as doctors, as pharmacists. But when we become private as to the problem there, we don't become part of the problem. We don't chant the problem. What we do is that we take off our garments so that another spiritual essence can begin to find expression. We become interpreters. And then we begin to bring solutions. I know you are a fashion designer. Sunday we created a new name, a garment maker. A few years ago, I was trying to buy a gown for my wife. She was still my fiancée that time. So brothers, please buy gowns for our sisters. But buy good ones. Amen. You can't be trying to marry a daughter in Zion and give her a Babylonian garment. It's wrong. Say, I like you to wear something like this. You are not one of us. And you were not raised like that. But it took me a long walk going from store to store looking for a modest garment, because I wouldn't want her to appear in something strange. She has a calling to garment making. So in that calling, she will be exposed to see the depravity that has come into what we wear. And when she steps back into the spirit, her eyes are open. Like those people download designs, a download will begin to come. And then what she brings forth, because it is by a spirit, will be marketable in spite of trends. That's how to break a trend. That what you bring is what people like, not what they want. Because a spirit is involved. I want to close here. You have seen many things, Emmanuel. Revelations 1:1. That's what we pray for. The Bible says the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. I'm just using the language of this verse and not the spirit of the verse. They are two different things. The revelation of Jesus Christ, the revelation of Isaac, which God gave to him. Remember my key. I'm not using the spirit of the verse. I'm just using the language that God can give the revelation of you to you. You don't know yourself. Maybe all you know is Peter. Are you a pastor? Do you have plans to do ministry? Somehow, somewhere. You have seen it. Okay. What did you see yourself doing? Feeding 5,000? Okay, discipline men. Okay, he's the one doing ministry. You are just following. Okay, so following to be made. It's good. It's good. But you need to ask the Lord what garment he has put on here. I don't want to lead a church where everybody is a pastor. I think it's criminal. The thing you have been teaching is to produce priests in different sectors. My sister here tonight, what did she say that she was? A lawyer. I've listened to her a little this afternoon. She's a very fine lawyer. If she stands defending you, you are safe. And it's good. Every pastor needs a lawyer. Every pastor needs a policeman friend. Every pastor needs a road safety officer. You need a civil defense officer. And you need one in the army, in the Navy, in the Air Force. I have friends everywhere. I have EFCC friends. And not the boys. I have Oga EFCC friends. You must have in the customs, you must have in the immigration, so that when our speakers are coming, no devil will waylay them. Somebody will police them here. Are you getting me? You must have bankers who are your friends. You must have malams on your street who are your friends. I have friends everywhere. If you see me in Sabo, they trunk me. It's not because I want to exchange money. I greet a lot. They know I'm a pastor. Even those people who sell wristwatches. Pastor, you need them. I learned again talking to you this afternoon, man, why you need those people. Because it's not always the seeming great that God will use to bail you out. The ones you don't give attention to. Maybe the ones. If anybody breaks my side mirror on this road, daytime, in 5 minutes, bike men will stop and beat up the person. It's happened before. Now somebody insulted me beside the road. In less than 5 minutes, we had over 30 bikes. Everybody wanting, what's happening? What's happening? Pastor. I don't share money. I'm not a politician. But I'm friendly. They are not my friends. But I'm friendly. We want to know who we really are. So that the rat race we end, we want to begin to dream. Can you speak to the Lord tonight? In case your answer does not come in this meeting, can you please continue to pray this prayer until it comes to show you, to speak to you what you really are? For our nation to be recovered, there will be spiritual solutions, and we are prayed into them, but there are also natural solutions. Men must stand in places for the kingdom. Oh Jesus, kuda hai kesomonto lemokova sante librahando kito sahayas. Christina, come and lead this prayer. Come and lead the prayer. Lanoko santase sivilas lebrahako lasha kabarudas kevita kasanto ikomba bihavena sosimia hatolena.
Yes, let there be an unveiling, Lord Jesus. Ebrende kombele kapa sovrete kaparatata. Apampa kapara suata balatata. Akomprete kasovivete kapa. Apampa sata kaprete kasove. Elebrende kapa sovrete kapadusa. Ipande kaparusa le kapreta kapa. Apale takade sovrete kamelatai. Arande kapale tovrete kasovreta kapa. Apapa manta kapalata paratata. Holy Ghost, go on as the spirit of revelation. Aparosa vina kaprete kapa. Epelete mene kambe safata. Aparata pala kapele kuatata. For the spirit searcheth all things. Yea, the deep things of God. Aparosa vala kiata pa. Epele kamena sataya. Akamprete ke sofrete kapa. Ape papa te kapalata. Ayabanda satai kapa. Rate ina sofrete kapalata. Abande kaparatua sata. For the spirit of man is the candor of the Lord. Set in all the inward part of the belly. Aperia sofrete kaparatata. Apele kamena sata. The light the candle you will light us up. Aperia domene kapalatata. Abana kaparua salatata. Apele kompre Yes, we are a company of willing men. We are a company of willing men. We are a company of yielded men. Amen. And we want to go all the way for the kingdom. Amen. Yes, you are our master. Yes, you are our Lord. Amen. Anano sobrata kapa. Abaruata balata tata. Aruata balata barata tata. Aruata balata barata tata. Arambala shata baruata. Abarata kompreta. Eruate bila kompreta bilata. Oh, ruata baladiata barata. Oh, send us, Lord. We will go for you. Send us, Lord. We will go for you. Aparaswata balata tabarata. Arakwasata balata. Rakwasa balatata. Abreka sofrekata. Epapa sofreka papata. Abalata katuata. Aratuata balata balatata. Apapa papata kapo. Rakwasofreka po. Epede kaparuatata. Aberia sopo papata. Ibreka sofreta. Epadapa sofreta. Epapa kembrasosa. Asata patai, aquate pecapo, reto sofreta, apapata capalata, ariato beatata, asata papa papata, aquate periatata, ariata beatata, axande beliota, reato beata belacata, arata beata palatata, arata beata tata, arata beata maratata, arata beberiatata, ariacom beleca. Abiata balatua tata, apapapapapapapapapa, apapapapatabela, eruate peka balata, aruata piata tata, ayapapapapapa, aruata piata tata. Yes, we hear your voice, and we follow as you lead. Eto pala sofeta, akopreta kapapa, edia soto kapa, arata papalata tata, menana sofeta tata.
Your voice, here we are, send us, Lord, overflows, overflows again.
Be your voice,
we say yes, Lord, we say yes, Lord.
Spirit. what only you can do. Do to us and do with us, Lord, what only you can do. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
I'm sure you've been blessed by this message. Fellowship with us at His Worship Christian Network, HWCN, located at 4D on the Jew, Ogbomosho, Oyo State, Nigeria. You can also join us to worship on our e-platforms, MixLR, HWCC, Facebook, HWCNNG, Telegram, HWCN Global Group. God bless you.